So, what's trending? Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio.
I'm biracial. I'm bilingual. I'm multicultural. The fact is, in America, in North Carolina, I can do anything I want, and I teach that to my children. And the person who tells my little pecan color kids that they're somehow oppressed based on the color of their skin would be absolutely wrong and absolutely at war with me. And I think that's the same for every parent. What the mask showed us is that the parents, the most powerful group of people in our country, that they're taking back the wheel. Now, obviously, we had to take the wheel back for the mask, but we're taking the wheel back from Washington all the way to Raleigh and into our local school board. Because CRT, all of that, the parents don't want it. It's a big fat lie. There's not one, if you believe in CRT, I want to tell you, you're a liar. Because that means you look at your black neighbor and say that they're oppressed, and you look at your white neighbor and say that they're evil, regardless of the experience that you've had with them. And we're not going to do that. The parents in the United States of America, right here in North Carolina and Cabarrus County, we know that's not true because we believe the lives we live. The fact is, I've been a business owner right here in North Carolina, and I deal with white people, black people, Hispanic people. My children deal with everybody. And the racism is only happening at the government level and on the media. The fact is, you have racists, and there's like, you can't even find them hardly. You just hear the stories about them. But this is what we're dealing with. The parents are taking the wheel. I have an 8-year-old daughter who is absolutely dynamic, who can do anything athletically, intellectually, spiritually, and emotionally. She is a dynamo.
We're going to keep playing part of this audio. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Trending with Timory. That's a father of 3 children, and he spoke up this week at a county school board meeting in North Carolina. He is one of many parents who is saying enough is enough. Now, this is what's interesting. You can actually see the video. Lucas, can you post a clip of that video on social media for those who want to see it? We'll post that on my social media, on my Twitter and Facebook. Follow me at Timory, T-I-M-M-E-R-I-E. Here's a father standing up in the school board meeting. Some people obviously trying to ignore him. Others are very grateful. Many parents who, again, they're even rationing the number of parents that can go into these meetings. They didn't like what this father had to say peacefully and eloquently and passionately. So they brought the police in. The police were stepped in during his few minutes to comment to the school board. And they were standing there intimidatingly. Police, they bring police into these school board meetings to bully and scare parents into silence. And I'm so glad that Brian Echevarria is one father among other parents who are still willing to speak up. It's your right, it's your responsibility as parents to peacefully and, yes, passionately fight against what's happening to children. And I think that it's fascinating to really hear this particular testament and why it's going viral on social media, because here's a man who is multicultural. He's bilingual. His skin is black. Again, he's bilingual, multicultural. He's emphasized this, and he's emphasized at one point, he even says, I can do anything I want. Emphasizing that he is not oppressed, and he's criticizing everything from critical race theory that says black person is oppressed and therefore needs, I wouldn't even just say handouts, but prioritization in life, and this idea that then your white person next door is evil, and he's speaking against this. But then he goes on to start to talk about his 8-year-old daughter. Again, he is a father of 3 children speaking up at the county school board in one of the school districts there in North Carolina. Listen to his next comment about his daughter, sports, and ultimately this transgender craze.
I have an 8-year-old daughter who is absolutely dynamic, who can do anything athletically, intellectually, spiritually, and emotionally. She is a dynamo. And I don't want a man swimming against her in the pool. The fact is, I don't want her playing against boys in soccer. I don't even let my sons rough her up. Do you think I'm going to let your son rough her up? This is what we're talking about. Policy going back to the parents.
This is a fantastic testimony and a father speaking up very clearly, very simply, not even getting into the transgender ideology and agenda. He made it clear. An incredibly talented 8-year-old daughter. I don't want her playing against boys and men. And did you hear what he said? I don't even let my sons rough her up. Why would I want your sons roughing her up playing sports? And it's interesting because people have made the argument, well, should we allow people who identify as transgender to play only non-contact sports, for example, maybe such as swimming, such as the crisis we're seeing at University of Pennsylvania with so-called Lia Thomas, who is a actual man and who for years went by Will Thomas and competed for 3 years as a male before deciding this last year to compete as a female because he takes cross-sex hormones. And somehow the NCAA, as well as all the Ivy League schools, think that's an okay way to allow you to just compete with the women. But even if there is no contact in the sports, they're putting a man, inside the locker room with the women. They're uncomfortable. They don't want to be in the locker room with a dude. These are sacred spaces for women to respect and honor their bodies and be able to safely and comfortably get dressed. Prepare for a moment before a meet and after a meet. And so, you know, all of this coming back, here's the reality. The reality is that parents are speaking up in a revolution across this nation, and they've said enough is enough. We are taking back our children's education. Now, can we pick up where we left off after where he talks about his daughter? Because the ending of his statement, I think, is really important. He talks about how he's a business owner, and he ends by saying, I thank you for your service. That is speaking to the school educators. And when he says that, he then says, we are taking back the wheel. We are taking back the wheel. Those are very important words. I want you to hear the rest of this North Carolina dad, Brian Ekberia, father of three. By the way, he's also, I found out, running for North Carolina General Assembly. Why? Because he's another parent stepping up and saying, we're going to take back this country for our kids and their future. Listen to the last of his statements to the school board there in North Carolina.
Because if you think people who love America are willing to fight for it, you haven't met parents yet. Because I'm telling you, parents will go further down any street than anyone who loves their country alone. My name is Brian Echeverria. I thank you for your service, and we're taking back the wheel.
Thank you. Okay, he should have received a round of applause, standing ovation, and cheering. I thank you for your service. Yes, thank you, educators. If you're an educator, thank you for your service. But we, that is parents, are taking back the wheel. This is a revolution happening across the nation. I hope you will join parents in emphasizing that parents are the primary educators of their children, and that school teachers, public or private school, are meant to come alongside parents and help support those education goals. And that they understand and respect the things such as sexual morality needs to be determined at a timing when a parent sees fit to have discussed with their child. That politics don't belong in the classroom. The critical race theory doesn't belong in the classroom. The Catholic Church emphasizes that parents are the primary educators of their children. This is what marriage is all about. Our vows as people who get married within the church. What we vow to at the heart of it is understanding that our marriage is oriented toward having children, toward having them and educating them. That doesn't just mean saving for college, sending them to a good school in a good school district or a private school. Doesn't mean a checkbox or, okay, can they spell? Can they write? Can they read? Do they know math in the highest level? Do they have the degrees? No, education encompasses the whole human person, body and soul. And this is so important because what's happening in our schools across the nation, people are losing their faith. They're becoming so sexualized and secularized that we have been speaking often lately of this crisis today, a failure to launch for young men, the sexualization of young women. It's because we've gotten rid of God and we've gotten rid of the rights of parents, and many parents forfeiting their rights or just saying they trust educators. You shouldn't trust anyone with your kid. You should always have a strong level of accountability and always be checking in and aware. This is a reminder when this dad and others are speaking up at parent-teacher conferences, at school board meetings. Thank God they're saying, we are taking back the wheel. This is a revolution of parents opening their eyes to what's happening during COVID. I have been hearing from you across the nation for the last 2 years in the face of everything that's gone on with COVID, and the eyes are being opened to the importance of the holiness of our children. Even if you don't have kids, you know, before I even had my first kid, I cared about this. I was passionate about this because this is the future of our church. This is the future of our nation. And so this is so important that we are standing behind and supporting parents and ultimately kids in the building of the kingdom of heaven. I'll be right back here on Relevant Radio.